Until the arrival of COVID-19, airlines were actually competing to make flying fun again. Not so much in coach class, but in the front of the plane, seats got roomier, menus better. And everyone on board could summon movies and other entertainment on their own devices, such as iPads. Even then, though, we were a long way from the good old days. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. And you can't even see the good old days from where we are now, but my friend and travel columnist Joe Brancatelli recently wrote about a happening that you're not likely to see again. The year was 1983. The airline was Continental. The flight was from Chicago's O'Hare to L.A. And none other than the great Ella Fitzgerald and her trio sang for passengers in business class during 35 minutes of the flight aboard one of the country's new wide-body planes, a DC-10. The event, meant to promote Continental's small lounge and business class, included a stop at Denver's airport where Ella did an impromptu couple of songs for folks at the gate, and then another set between Denver and L.A. Now that's what I call flying high. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.